question, what has gone wrong with young Hollywood? Honest to God, what is the problem?
Welcome to the weekly bonus episode of Les Do You Remember This, a podcast about Hollywood's best worst decade, the early 2000s. I'm your host, Dara Lane, and each week I'll be recapping the latest episode of the old new series, The Hills, New Beginnings. Episode 2 opens with the gang attending Stephanie Pratt's welcome home from London party. In their interviews, she and Spencer both muse over whether or not they can make their relationship as brother and sister work. Immediately, it doesn't look so good for this happening. Heidi and Spencer walk into the party, greet Stephanie, and then Heidi accidentally bumps a drink at the table with her purse and spills a little bit on her sister-in-law's legs. Stephanie takes the incident as a personal affront and begins bitching about it to Justin Bobby, who does a masterful job of calming her down. In this moment, I ask myself, am I attracted to Justin Bobby? I never liked him on the original Hills, and 10 years later, he still looks like he just fell out of a porter potty at Warped Tour in 2008. His studded jacket in this scene truly disgusts me, and yet the emotional intelligence he exhibits throughout the episode suddenly makes me notice how kind his eyes are. This new and compassionate Justin might have something to do with the eat, pray, love journey he went on that he describes in the next confessional. Apparently, leaving Los Angeles to sleep in tree houses and zip line around the jungle all day will really change a man. Later on, Perez Hilton enters the party for the promised showdown between himself and Misha Barton. She wants an apology from Perez, but then she also says in so many words that she doesn't buy that he's sorry. Then Perez says that he swears on his kids' lives that if he could go back in time and change how mean he was on his blog, he would do it. And Misha's like, oh really? And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, I'm skeptical. And then he's like, well, I never. And stomps off in a huff, an absolute huff. A grown man throwing up his hands, walking briskly out of the room. You cannot make this stuff up. Audrina gives Misha a high five and is like, did you see that huff you walked out with? Wow. We barely have time to recover from that sizzling argument before Stephanie and Spencer get into it. Stephanie is upset that she found out that Heidi was pregnant from the Daily Mail on her birthday. Spencer's only takeaway from that is she was mad that it ruined her birthday. As he puts it, it wasn't even an important birthday, just a 30-whatever birthday. He completely misses the point that she was upset that they didn't tell her personally. He is mad that she didn't congratulate them after reading about the pregnancy. They should just both agree to disagree, join hands, and wander through the woods like Hansel and Gretel until they find a gingerbread witch so they can stuff themselves into her preheated oven. Heidi and Gunnar will eat their charred remains with cranberry sauce and crescent rolls like it's Thanksgiving dinner. LC will do the honors of carving the birds, and all will bow their heads in gratitude for finally being free from the blonde shackles that bound them. Other parts of the episode include Whitney hiking Runyon Canyon bottomless, and Heidi revealing that her baby son Gunnar has an assistant. Heidi and Spencer are very busy balancing the books for their crystal business, so of course they needed an extra set of hands to pick up Gunnar's onesies from the dry cleaner and keep track of his play dates. Finally, we're treated to our first appearance by Jason Waller, the guy Lauren didn't go to Paris for. He is very upfront about what a jerk he used to be in the past, thanks to his alcoholism. I'm so happy for him that he's doing well, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time before he figures out how to talk with those new veneers. After that, we suddenly find ourselves knee-deep in a L'Oreal makeup commercial where Audrina puts on mascara for 30 seconds too long. They could have had any of the ladies do this shameless ad, but they chose Audrina Sealing Eyes Patridge, which makes me think the producers are trolling her. Audrina is getting ready to go to Justin Bobby's concert, and she gets mad that he doesn't pick her up before his show. To get him back, she tells him she's going on a blind date with a man who apparently operates businesses. Justin is nonplussed. On to episode 3, the guys go to Brandon's house to take pictures of Instagram models by his pool. Brandon asks Spencer if he likes Brody's wife, which is an automatic no because Spencer hates all women. Spencer says that it's actually Caitlin who hates him, and Brandon shows off some of his inherited acting chops by feigning shock at this. Brandon says, "That makes no sense," when actually it makes the most sense. Any wife who loves her husband wouldn't let him within 1,000 yards of Spencer. Later, Justin and Audrina have a sit down, and he explains that he's hesitant to date her because she has a kid and doesn't want the kid to be hurt if they break up. Then Justin hangs out with Stephanie, where he delivers the most expert backhanded compliment in his voiceover, saying, "I don't know what she put in her face, but it's working." Oof. I mean, yes, the Botox is definitely working because she cannot move her face. Then, Justin has another rock show that everyone attends, and we're reminded that Misha Barton and Frankie are somehow paid cast members. Unfortunately, I could not pay attention to anything that went on in this scene because I was too concerned about Caitlin. What was happening with her giant hair clips? Were these actually normal-sized hair clips, but her rapidly shrinking head made them appear larger? Was this the work of a witch doctor? Or perhaps Spencer's appointment with the crystal healer had a more sinister agenda than we were led to believe? Find out all this and more on episode 4 of The Hills. God bless you. Check back for our next Hills recap, and look out for the next regular episode of the podcast, A Guide to What's Going On with Britney Spears. So, you're invited to come back next week. We've got a table, and I've put you on the list for Lady You, Remember This.